Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Tainus. We are starting today. Taf Kuf Samech Zayin. Okay, tasty. So let's see. Te'ima Rechitzat HaPeh Shemutar B'Tainus. Tasting and rinsing your mouth, that's mutter on a Tainus. Aleph. Hasharoi B'Tanit, a person who's fasting. Yachol Litom K'dei Revi'it. He is allowed to taste food less than this a volume of a revi'it, it will be ovad sheyiflot. But he must, so it could be the amount of food that's up to a revi'it, not a, and on the condition that you spit it out. As long as you're spitting it out, it's okay. Because all you're doing is tasting. Now, tasting in halacha means tasting and spitting out, not tasting and swallowing. And uve Yom Kippurim uve Tisha B'Av aser, but on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, so then it's aser to even taste it. Now, what's the difference between the two? So when a person, so the difference is, okay, the first main explanation is brought down, I think, in the Beis Yosef and others, is because when it comes to tasting on the other tzomos, it was Klal Yisrael that accepted it upon themselves. And when we accepted it upon ourselves, we had in mind that we're allowed to taste and spit out, but not that we can't even taste. Only the Kabbalah, we accepted only not to eat, and that means swallowing. No. But when it comes to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that was Kavu, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Chazal put it on us. They established the day. And so it's not up to our opinion of what we accepted, it's on what was established. And so therefore, that's the difference. And another explanation is also given, it's more chamer. And in the Bir Halacha, he explains, it's kind of like, we don't bathe ourselves, right? On Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So even if it's not for the purposes of pleasure, we still say it's usur to bathe yourself. If you're dirty, in other words, the ikr takana is for pleasure. But just stum to wash yourself, we say, is also usr. Unless you're actually physically dirty. And then we say, oh, the main kavana was only if it's for pleasure, but since it's, since you're dirty, it's mutter. But when it's basically stum, for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we're strict even for when it's kind of in the in-between zone. So that's what tasting is like. So anyways, and the post can just point out, when it comes to a neder, if a person makes a neder to not get hana'ah from something, not the words of a tainus, but to get hana'ah, so then you can't even taste it and spit out, because there is some pleasure in tasting and spitting out as well. Okay. Okay, so let's go on. Now, so we see that if you're going to have less, a revis or less, you are allowed to taste it and spit it out. Hagar writes, the Ramah, v'yesh machmirin b'chol tainis tzibor. Actually, for every tainis tzibor, there were machmir. Not only for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, but all the dalet somos v'achi nohagim. We don't taste food. Right? You want to cook something for dinner later, we don't taste it and spit it out. That's the minhag of the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter lechatchila. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that if it's for a Sudas Mitzvah, let's say the night after the fast, you're cooking for a Sudas Mitzvah after the fast, and for that, he's meiko, they're make close to Chayadam, that you're allowed to taste food if you're cooking for a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay, like the opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, base. Yesh omrim shelo yitiru revi'it bepam achas ela me'at me'at. Now, some say, this is more of an explanation onto Aleph. What do we say you're allowed to taste? So some say you're only allowed to taste if you only ela me'at me'at. When we said you're allowed to have a revis, that means the entire day, from morning to night, you're only allowed to put a revis of food in your mouth. But you can never do it all at once. It only has to be a tiny little amount each time. And you can be doing that all day until you reach a revis. And then that's the maximum. So when you're actually tasting it, it has to be a very small amount on your spoon or fork. V'yesh omrim. So that's the first opinion. And yesh omrim, the halacha is generally like yesh v'yesh, halacha kabasra. So this is the halacha, especially with an issue derabanan. V'yesh omrim, what is the halacha? Shafilo bepam achas, yachol itum ad kedei revi'is. You are allowed to taste up into including a revi'is all at once. Im yodea be'atzmo shiyachol amin atzmo shelo yivla klum. If you can make sure, you know yourself that you're not going to swallow. So I recommend, whenever you're doing these things, to lean over forward. It makes it more difficult to accidentally swallow. And that means, all day long, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to this opinion, you are allowed to have many revi'its throughout the day, as long as every time in your mouth at once, it's not going to be more than a revi'is. Okay. Let's do Gimel. Mi shadarko lirchotz piv b'shachar. It's a person who normally rinses out his mouth every morning. We'll get to toothbrushing afterwards with toothpaste. But basically, just rinsing your mouth with water is what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. So, he says, a person who regularly does that every morning, what happens when it comes into a tinus? So he quotes from the Truma Sedeshim. He writes, b'tainis tzibur lo kasher l'me'abad hachi. Those are the words from the Truma Sedeshin. He says, it's not a good idea, it's not kasher to do this. You should not be rinsing out your mouth on the Dalit Somos. Even though we learned in Aleph, you're allowed to have up to a revi'is lechatchila. Here, when it comes to rinsing out water, he says you're not allowed, you shouldn't. Lo kasher. So again, there's different ways to explain what is lo kasher. Pashtus, it means mi'ikar adin, it might be mutter, but it's really not a good thing, really not a correct thing to be doing. Or less popular explanation would mean it's just a chumra ba'alma. But there are both ways to read this. Aval, he continues. Now, let me just explain. According to the Magen Avraham and most of the poskim, when the Shulchan Aruch says to rinse your mouth with water, he's talking about more than a revi'is. Because in Seif Aleph, he already wrote down, you're allowed to have a full revi'is, and that's 100% mutter lechadchila. So what is he saying, la kasher lameh barachi, if you're allowed to lechadchila? So most poskim, Magen Avraham included, and others say, if you're going to rinse your mouth with less than a revi'is, or a revi'is, that's 100% mutter. He's only telling you if it's more than a revi'is. Now, there are other ways of explaining, since it could be that, since he's more speaking of a chumra, it could be that he's more saying even if it's more than a revi'is. But, okay, that's a less popular way to explain. Aval, betainis yachid shari kevan shepulit. Right, it's hard to always understand what the Shulchan Aruch writes, even when you look at the Beis Yosef, because he's just quoting the Truma Sedeshin and moves on. He doesn't explain himself at all. Aval b'tainis yachid shari kevan shepolet. So the only time that there's this chumra, whether it's a very strong chumra, almost mi'ikar adin, or a very loose, light one, it's only on a tainis tzibur. But whenever you're making your own private tainis, you made the neder, or whatever, you accept it upon yourself. Mitzad Minhag, whatever it is, including Yertzeit, you want to make yourself a Tainis Yachid. So then, Shari Kevan Shepolet, it's Mutr Lechadchila, right? For all other private Tanisim, it's even on a Yertzeit, it's Mutr Lechadchila to rinse out your mouth with water. Filu Yesh B'mayim Sherochetz Yoter Merivit. And here he says, and even if we're talking about more than a revi'it. Haga. Now, separate topic. Umutar lilos atse kinamon ashar besami v'at eitz matok alachlech grono velifot milvad biyom kippurim da'asa. So, what about chewing on something that has some flavor and then you're going to spit it out? So he says like chewing on some kind of cinnamon or a tree or something, or it's a little sweet, and you're going to be chewing it, and and you're definitely going to be generating saliva with flavor from this item, so then if it's any tinus, you're allowed to do this as long as you spit it out. But on Yom Kippur, it's aser. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, again, I believe this is pretty much consistent with all or most other poskim, that if you have, so he's talking about not rinsing out your mouth with water. And so he says, if it's, if you're bitsar, then you're allowed to. If it's, you know, you have some kind of a pain, or you're embarrassed and you just can't get out because of really bad breath. So these cases are when it's, he says it's mutter. And he writes, even on Tisha B'Av, if you're in Sa'ar Gadol, great pain, then you are allowed to on Tisha B'Av as well, rinse with water and spit out. And but on Yom Kippur, he says to be machmer. Okay.
This is all water. What about mouthwash that is not
oral? Right. So certainly, here, let me see something else, and we'll get to that in 1 second. He also points out spit and is 100% mutter, Shemagin Avram and others. Even on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to swallow your own spit, obviously, not someone else's. Okay. Fine. Here, he just points out, though, when we said it's usher to chew on things and to spit it out, it comes out, he says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be, and so the Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ovadia points out that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you can't chew on something even if you're going to spit it out. And according to the Ramah, he says, really it's for all Dalet Tzomos. You're not allowed to chew on this wood and spit it out. I don't know, that's... But that's a, yeah, that's... I don't know, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying according to the Ramah. But the Ramah himself says it's mutter for the Dalet Tzomos, so I will leave that for you to explain later. Okay, let's get to brushing teeth. Okay, so it comes out that according to the to most poskim, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would be 100% mutter to brush your teeth on during the Dalet Tzomos. And then for Tisha B'Av, it would have to be where it's... there has to be some kind of a need. And the question is, we'll get to Yom Kippur when we get there, but if there's some kind of a need, that also might be mutter, as long as you're... It's because toothpaste tastes terrible and you're going to spit it out, similar to a mouthwash. So in general, we would say it's only during the Dalet Tzomos, it's mutter. And the others, we would say it's aser. The question is, how much tsa'ar or difficulty or embarrassing is it for you to leave your house without? And then there's definitely room to be made.
Also Yom Kippur?
Say that again? Which?
You told me, you say, is Dalet Tzomos?
Except, right, but Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur generally is in the same category. And then it just, the main difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur would be, and different poskim will have different opinions, but how much tsa'ar are you in? You know, if you can't leave your house on, even on Tisha B'Av because your breath or pain or something like that, so then there's going to be room to be mako, because you're not doing it for pleasure, and it also might make a difference if you're, you know, rinsing out your mouth. If you're just going to use a little bit of toothpaste or rinse and then spit it out, that's one thing. But now if you need to start rinsing with water, then that makes it worse. Maybe the first time you put water in your mouth, you know, your mouth is all full of toothpaste, so you're not going to want to swallow that. But then, you know, many of us, we might rinse our mouth one or two more times, even when really the toothpaste is all gone, and now there's basically just water in your mouth. So it gets a little complicated. So try and avoid water on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is what I would say. And even if you need to use toothpaste or not.
Like what about alcohol-based?
So alcohol-based mouthwash would be the same as toothpaste. And again, there's going to be different opinions on the matter, but when it comes, but basically the issue is dalat somos 100% mutter, and for the well, according to the Rama, even dalat somos is an issue. Even according to the Rama, it's an issue. But as long as you have some tsar, so then most poskim say it's okay mikar adin, and to do it on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, there has to be a lot of tsar.
Even the Rama only mentions Yom Kippur.
The Rama is talking about chewing stuff, not related to totally different than this. All right, so I think that's good enough. Also, there's issues of how bad you have your breath, and people are istinous. So, okay. Generally, anyway, so I think we basically said the basic klal. But many are makel if you really need to. We saw the Mishnah Berurah, Menchas Yitzchak, Shevet Alevi, and even for Ashkenazim, if you need to. For Dalit Somos, we're more makel, and then the other two, it just really depends. Gradations of how severe is your situation. Okay? And then obviously a mohel, who does metzitza bepeh and has blood in his mouth, is allowed to rinse that out with as little of water as possible, because he's doing it to clean his mouth from blood. It's not... not tanug, and again, for the first couple times you put water in your mouth, we're not afraid you're going to swallow. If you keep rinsing and rinsing and rinsing, obviously it becomes nothing but water. When it comes to taking pills, so the best thing that's recommended for the dalat somos is it's only a mutter to swallow the pills themselves, or if the water is bitter and you're not going to, and it's not even shaykh to say a bracha on it, so then it's for sure mutter. That's the Kaf HaChaim, and Pesukei Teshuvos also brings that down. But in order to swallow pills with a little bit of water, so the poskim say it's only going to be mutter if it's a case where it's going to make you sick if you don't take the pills, and then it's if you're going to be that sick, then you don't have to fast anyway, so then you're allowed to use a little bit of water if necessary. So that's more of a sickness issue. All right. Shailas Rav is always the best. Okay. So those are the basic principles. Dal. Tav Kuf Samech Chet. Dine Nidre Taina. So let's learn a few halachas of Nedarim for taking a Neder. Aleph. Aleph. A person has to fast for a particular day. When you say the lashon of a neder, it's for a particular day. And v'shachach v'achal, and you accidentally ate on that day, even though you made a neder. So it doesn't matter how much you eat. You made a neder for that particular day. And the halacha is mashlim ta'ani. So you have to finish fast. You have to finish your fast. In other words, even though you made a mistake and you, so to speak, broke your fast, even if you did it on purpose or by accident, you're not allowed to eat anymore. You're still, that neder still applies for you that entire day, even if you broke your fast, the neder continues. So too, if you had a tainas chalom for that day. O shahaya tani tzibur, or it was a tainas tzibur. O shahaya yom yadua lo litanas b'yom shemeit bo aviv o rabba. Or when you made the neder, you knew that it was going to be, when you made the nether to fast for a yahrzeit, you set it on, you made it for a specific day. I'm trying to think the exact wording. Here, let's keep reading. Aval, im nader litanos yom echad u'shne yamim. Right, so that's if you make a particular, the case was if you make a particular nether for that yahrzeit. So then you also have to keep, you have to be mashlim ta'an yisal. But if you make a nether for a random 1 or 2 days, you said, I'm making a nether right now that I'm going to fast 1 or 2 days, and you don't specify which days they are. So then, Oh, one second. I just want to point out that in one of these cases, if, so an example, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you make a neder, you say, Hareini b'ta'anit l'machar. You make belash or neder, I'm going to make a ta'anit, if that's if it's for the next day, or if you say any particular day. We're not talking about astam kabbalah, which we already learned, a kabbalah to fulfill a previous neder that didn't have a particular date. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when you made your neder, you said particularly it's for tomorrow or it's for a particular date. And even though you ate, when we say mashlim ta'aniso, you also continue saying anenu in your tefillah. Okay. That's only for a tainas tzibur, sorry. You only continue saying anenu if for a tainas tzibur, because the day itself is a tainis. But if it's for your particular day, you're still chayav to keep your neder, but you don't call it a tainis because you broke it. So for a particular neder, it's different. You don't say anenu if you broke it, even though you're still fasting. Okay. Now let's read again. Aval im nadar litanos yom echad u'shne yamim, you didn't specify which day. U'keshehit chilit anos shachach ve'achal kezayis. But then you accepted upon the day you made a kabbalah to fulfill your neder. Right? We learned about that previously, all about kabbalah, when you accept it. So now you accept it to fulfill, tomorrow is going to be that you're fulfilling your neder, and then you forget to eat. So now it depends. For a tainus tzibur, it doesn't matter how much you eat. But for a tainus yachid, or you make a neder, but the neder wasn't particularly for this day. So then, if v'achal kazayis, you eat a kazayis or more, then ibed ta'aniso, because it's your private tainus, or it's you didn't specify the day for your particular neder. So then, once you eat a kazayis or more, ibed ta'aniso, you end up, you ruin the day, this day of being a tainus. V'chayev latsum yom acher. Then you are allowed to continue eating from that point on. You broke your fast, now you are allowed to eat, and you have to fulfill. You made a neder before, right? We're talking about you already made a random neder for a random day. So then you still need to make up another full day in the future. Okay?
If you make this random day neder, you don't need to come out of the day before.
No. You can, your neder will never be fulfilled without the Kabbalah.
So he says the day before, the
right, so if you're doing it as, when you say that, so very good. At mincha time, the day before, there's two scenarios. One is you never made a neder before. One is you're doing a kabbalah and a neder at the same time. So then that is specific for the next day. But if the kabbalah that you're doing is to fulfill a previous neder from the day before, then that's a difference. That's a different case, and that's what the second half we're talking about. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out when we say a kazayis, it has to be a kazayis bichdei achilas pras, right? 2 to 9 minutes, probably 4 to 9, 4 to 7, whatever. But it needs to be, in order to count as eating a full kazayis, it has to be a kazayis within this time period. And when it comes to breaking your fast with drinking, so then he says it's a shir's male lugma. Now, listen to the Ramah, so you get the full picture. He argues a little bit. V'yesh machmirin, da'afilu b'nad ha'itanos yom zeh, v'chayev v'hashlim, mikol makom machmirin l'itanos yom acher. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, in a case where you have to be mashlim your neder, that's the first few cases in the Shulchan Aruch, then you have to finish your fast that day. Even though you broke your fast, you still have to continue fasting, and you don't have to fast another day. You're completely off the hook. Because this was the neder. The neder was only for this day. The Ramah holds that no, that we should be machmer and fulfill, you have to continue fasting because the Shulchan Aruch, that is the halacha, but you should also fast a whole nother day to make up for this day that you broke. Okay. Fine. Let's go on to, I think we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here.